I think it's a very significant shift. The Jeddah has been basically confined to Saudi Arabia and the United States. Yes, IGAD was there, but as a minor representative and the EU. And I think it's a shift because, first, the Jeddah Forum hasn't really made any progress. So many agreements and all of them dishonored and very short terms agreement, very short term agreements and very limited in scope. It's ceasefire and humanitarian assistance is should be allowed. Here we have a very wide range of participants, 15 participants, including heads of states and prime ministers and representatives of the special envoy of the U.S. to the IGAD, which indicates that the U.S. has no problem with this shift from Jeddah to Djibouti, and then the representation of other even Saudi Arabia is also there, which indicates that they Saudi Arabia and the U.S. really didn't see it and haven't seen it as a competition or as a takeover. It's just another forum, and let's work through them. So I think it is there is no problem for the Jeddah leaders of the process, Saudi Arabia and the U.S. and the U.S. because they are participating in the IGAD, and it's a wider range in IGAD as they mentioned, 14 participants, and the issues are also wider. So it's a major shift in terms of region, in terms of substance and issues and decisions.
Yes, and the meeting decided on some concrete steps to be taken, appointing an envoy to Sudan. They even said the two sides have agreed to sign a ceasefire, although they haven't signed a ceasefire yet. And they propose a face-to-face meeting between the two top generals in this war in Sudan, this conflict in Sudan, General Burhan, General Hemeti. How do you see these steps that have been proposed, and do you see real commitment here?
Yeah, let me, before I go to the commitment, let me just comment on Burhan attended the meeting. Has been running around, but he has attended the meeting, and that raised hopes that he will now once that he will be he will abide by what he has participated in. I think what troubled the Burhan and what troubled the Sudanese army and Islamist is the sudden appearance through video, or I don't know if it's video or audio, of the conversation with Hemeti. An appearance of Hemeti as a statesman saying that, oh, yes, I'm going. First, he's an equal to them. So he's there and they're listening to him and listening to them. That troubled them. That troubled them because they want to portray Hemeti as just a rebel who shouldn't be. Nobody should be talking to. So he's there, he's talking for a long time, and people are listening to him, and then he's making commitments. And I think that was that. I may be wrong, but I think the conversation with Hemeti came as a surprise to Burhan and his delegation. And so in my view, that's the reason for, and that we can talk about this later, for their statement yesterday, late yesterday, saying that
the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Pardon me?
The statement by the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Yes, please go ahead.
Correct. It basically contradicted everything that was done in IGAD. Now, there was no agreement on this. There was no agreement on that. The participants were not there. It's a very unserious statement. It just shows you cannot get this regime, Burhan. Nobody can really pin him down to an agreement. But, there will be pressures on him.